This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, November 2nd. While cattle continue their upward drive on the trading floor from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, cattle surging. Futures were strong ahead of the auction, and the market still remained there. You know, some of the sales were up to 120 per hundredweight, and that really kept the prices firm even after the auction came. The market has really gone kind of crazy over the last 2 weeks, and it looks like there's no end in sight. Now, the feeder cattle were up, and they have been firm, and they've been following the live cattle market, just not quite as much. But the experts were expecting that the market's going to look the same as last week, so we continue to rise a little bit higher. Certainly, the feeders have not really kept up with the live cattle market, but that's still showing some optimism on the horizon.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down a half point at 417 and three quarters. December corn was up 2.5 at 348 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day down a half point, ranging from 513 to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for November were down 0.75 points, ranging from 555 and three quarters to 580 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for November were up 1.25, ranging from 734 to 749. Live cattle for December were up 97.5 cents at 126.67 and a half. November feeder cattle were up 27.5 cents at 159.80. And November Class 3 milk was up a penny at 16.59. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.